Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 14th of December, recording at, this is 9:24 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights. Well, in stock markets, this was a very bullish day. Here we had the Asian markets quite strong. Japan, again, doing well. Hong Kong, springing to life again, and a surging breakout occurring in Australia. The European markets generally steady. Well, yes, generally steady. They more modest gains here, and with the exception of a couple, the Swiss SMI and the Amsterdam Exchange, which were both up over 1%. A good performance by the U.S. indices here, up very similar percentage gains from 0.81% to 0.88% for the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ composite, respectively, and a good overall performance all around. Canada has been very strong recently, rising similar percentage to what we saw in the U.S. Brazil, that's been quite strong recently. The commodity indices have been very much to the fore recently, and Brazil up another over 1% here today. Okay, government bonds. Now these are soft, particularly in Europe, and the U.S. dollar a little bit more short covering here. Well, I assume this is mainly short covering. Dollar index edging back up to 83.68. There's some resistance, some potential resistance, I should say, around the 84 level. And the euro has slipped to 131.47. Dollars rallied to 121.44 against the Swissy, and also up a bit against the yen. Pretty much up against just about all currencies, actually. Now, despite the dollar's strength, the precious metals didn't have too bad a day here. Gold is still down, 271 as I speak. Looks like silver's now flat on the day, 1391 and a half. Palladium up a tiny bit, and platinum had the best performance, but only up 7 here. So that dollar rally is still a strong headwind, and likely to remain so, perhaps for these precious metals until I think traders in particular conclude that the dollar rally is ending or over. Now, what was probably the highlight of the day is that we had surges in the industrial metals, including, well, led by, I should say, nickel. They were all strong, but nickel, upper dynamic, breaking out of a trading range, hitting another new high of $1,500 on the three-month position to $34,750. So much for the collapse of commodities that we heard so much about a few months ago. And the only one that's really lagging in here is copper, but it was up on the day, nearly 3 cents. That's U.S. copper. And grains and beans, small gains here overall. Small gains, looks like, in the coffee and cocoa departments as well. Okay, well, now what do we make of all this? First, as far as stock markets are concerned, I think that the evidence that we're now seeing suggests that most, if not all, of those reactions, remember I had been calling since late last month for from the middle of last month, said we were moving into a period where we'd see some reactions, which I said wouldn't be anything like the correction that we had seen earlier in the year, but would just be a little bit bigger pullback and a little bit longer ranging phase than we had seen during those grindingly consistent, upwardly consistent uptrends that we had seen really through September, October, and most of November. But those pauses appear to be ending, and there's some powerful evidence. Germany's DAX surging into new high ground today. That's important because Europe's no longer leading due to the strength that we had seen in the euro overall. Asia is really leading. China, very much to the fore. Some of these, I'm thinking of the Shanghai A-share, the composites testing its high. I think we'll get some upside breakouts tomorrow in some of the Hong Kong indices. I'll probably buy one of those on a trading basis. So this is very much a good very, very, very good technical action, I should say. I was going to say very much good environment for stock markets, but some of those storm clouds have moved a little bit closer. But some of you, well, I think we all got tired of hearing about the Goldilocks market or the Goldilocks environment. Well, now be prepared to get tired of hearing about the Christmas rally because that's what it looks like. Has commenced in here, and it's got pretty good upward momentum. And one couldn't ask for more in the technical action here in the short term. So I expect further gains. Touch wood on the desk here, having made such a bold comment overall. Now some of these markets. Japan, for instance, which people were reviling just a short while ago, it's moving up in consecutive days in here, and that's good action overall. It's still very much a laggard, but it has come to life in here, and I think there are further gains to be seen there. India was the last of the markets to probably to get that reaction that I talked about, and it had the sharpest reaction, I believe. That was perhaps induced by a little bit of monetary tightening by the India's central bank. But again, the trends had all become a bit overextended, leading to the reactions. But they're resuming here once again. And I want to go with a move. Of course, I am going with a move. And I'm interested to see, I'm relieved to see that there are a fair number of bears about, and they've been getting some publicity here recently. And that's good because we don't want everybody singing from the same hymn sheet and being extremely optimistic in this environment. But you can color me bullish in here for at least the short term, and let's not try to look ahead too far. Overall. Now, also in the stock market action here today, the mining shares did quite well. That's hardly surprising against the background of the gains we were seeing in the metals. And the gains, the strength that we were seeing in some of the commodity indices from Australia to through Brazil. I bought a little bit more MLW, that's Merrill Lynch World Mining Trust, because of that. That gives me coverage of a world-class mining share portfolio. And it's still trading at a discount of, I think it was, according to Bloomberg, 11.81%. And I often feel that it's not too bad an idea to buy a pound, as it were, in currency I'm talking about. For 88.19 cents. Now, storm clouds. The government bond markets have taken a bit of a hit recently. Now, the biggest sell-offs, I mentioned, have come in the Europeans, and not just today. And I've described the government bond markets as being the canary in the coal mine, and in terms of UK gilts, the canary is needing a bit of resuscitation here because they have dropped right back down to the lows of their trading range. Gilts saw the weakest rally of the government bond markets, long dated, I'm talking about now, that I look at, And those prices have weakened again, coming right down to the lower side of the range, where I would have thought there would be a little bit of, at least a little bit of support. But needless to say, they'll need an upward dynamic off those lows to reaffirm that support. And if they take it out, if they take out the lows, then that's really going to ring an alarm bell or two for me. The bunds are not doing all that well. The U.S. bonds had that downward dynamic the other day that Owen had commented on. I think it was yesterday. And it's sort of a serious hit here. So these are storm clouds that are moving closer, although they have not reached land here yet. And actually, markets may ignore this for a while on the basis that you would get some, or appear to be ignoring it for a while, on the basis that there would be some switching coming out of those bonds and back into the stock market. But if those bond yields, long-dated government bond yields, continue to rise, and bond prices, of course, continue to fall, then the rally will get into trouble at some stage in the possibly as early as in the first quarter of next year. But we'll have lots of time to analyze on a daily basis going forward to see. But that needs to be watched, as I mentioned before. Crude oil still in the low 60 region, 62.54, was up 117 here today. Now, a lot of that was due to the fact that OPEC decided to cut, I think, 500,000 barrels a day out of their production. I think that kicks in February. I don't, re and now that did lift the market, the oil market a little bit. I don't really regard that as a cut. I think that just really covers the cuts that they were supposed to have made that hadn't been completely made. But nevertheless, the technical action does suggest to me that a slow bottoming out process is taking place here for oil. But more likely than not, it'll stay a slow support building process in here. But if I'm wrong in the sense that oil actually becomes stronger sooner, then that would be another important storm cloud moving towards land. And the other, probably less important, unless it does something truly dramatic, is the US dollar, and that's rallying here at the moment due to some short covering, so no problems there for global stock markets. As a matter of fact, they're taking it as well, they're showing some relief here. So that's a negative that has turned temporarily positive for global stock markets. Okay, and these precious metals. Well, I think this is going to be a dull period in here while the dollar is strong, because they're not strong enough, the precious metals, that is, are not strong enough on their own here to run. They are, in my view, in the late stages, or sorry, to run against the background of a dollar technical rally. Now, I think I've mentioned that traders looking at the precious metals will want to wait until they feel that the dollar has run its course, and then they could well pick up. But overall, I view the precious metals as being in the latter stages of some fairly lengthy consolidations, but having lagged stock markets during the recovery from those June lows. They are being overshadowed by action elsewhere. So they're not rising across the boards. And I've mentioned this many times, but it's the most important point I could make regarding precious metals, is that we will know when the sector is going to be hot when we see gold, for instance, moving up against all currencies. And you can check those relationships in the library anytime you wish to. Now, that hasn't happened yet, but I'm pretty certain that it will happen, and then because the chart patterns look very much as if it will happen. And certainly we have seen gold. Gold has reached its reaction lows against all the other currencies. Okay. And what else you mentioned? The industrial metals. Well, just a phenomenal performance here overall. And very steady action in some of them. You look at the nickel, which I mentioned, leading the way up in terms of hitting this new high, but it's got this long progression of higher lows, and it has seen plenty of reactions and consolidations within this overall upward trend. The one that still looks like, well, the one that looks very vulnerable still is copper. I'm just amazed that copper hasn't broken down here, although I don't think it would be more than a just a bigger medium-term correction than the relatively modest medium-term correction that it's seen to date. But that's the one that's looking weakest, and it's one of the few that's actually in contango, so we don't have that immediate shortage. Aluminium is the catch-up candidate, and with a very positive pattern, as Owen has indicated once again today. But they, with the exception of copper, they're all pretty firm. Copper, nickel and zinc, though, probably best of all among the patterns. Grains and beans still consolidating in here, but a number of soft commodities are really quite firm overall, and some of them are breaking out of long trading ranges, such as coca. That's a classic example. And I think I noticed that cotton's beginning to firm up as well. So that's pretty much it, folks. Quite an interesting day. Very bullish for stock markets and industrial metals. So roll on tomorrow, Friday. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.